A man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to charges resulting from a Canton shooting. 41-year-old Deion Davis of Canton pleaded guilty Thursday and was sentenced Monday to 34 and a half to 38 years in prison by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Davis admitted to felonious assault with firearm specifications, weapons under disability, tampering with evidence, failure to comply, and failure to stop after an accident. The February 17th incident stemmed from an argument outside the Hall of Fame Fuel Mart on Sherrick Road Southeast. Prosecutors say Davis fired into a vehicle occupied by a man, his partner, and a 7-year-old child. He then fled the scene and struck another vehicle before being taken into custody. There were no injuries. A Canton man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in a Stark County child sex-related case. 44-year-old Douglas Tanner was sentenced today by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 1 year behind bars on an amended count of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The original indictment stemmed from allegations that Tanner promoted or advertised obscene material involving a minor over a period from November 2023 into July 2025. The case originally included multiple felony counts, but most were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. Tanner will be required to register as a Tier 2 sex offender. A Massillon man accused of trying to abduct a woman is now facing multiple felony charges. 33-year-old Dominic Harris was arrested Tuesday and is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Massillon Municipal Court. Massillon police say Harris attempted to force a woman into his car Sunday, but bystanders intervened and helped her escape. When officers tried to arrest him Tuesday, Harris allegedly drove at high speeds through red lights with a child in the vehicle and was picked up later. He's charged with attempted abduction, aggravated possession of drugs, failure to comply, obstructing official business, and child endangering. Washington Township trustees handle routine business. Trustees on Monday approved a motion ordering cleanup of a property on Mount View Avenue due to animal and property violations and reviewing a possible grass violation that could lead to mowing at another Winston Street property. The fire department reported 30 runs in June, and trustees approved more than $1,100 for equipment and a station door replacement. The road department said early summer mowing is complete, with paving work expected to begin soon. Trustees approved bills totaling nearly $7,000 and called a special meeting for June 24th to discuss a personnel matter. Hundreds of residents packed a Shalersville Township meeting Tuesday night to voice concerns about a proposed data center. The project, planned by Singapore-based Bitdeer, would be built near State Route 44. WFMJ-TV reports residents raised questions about noise, water use, and environmental impacts. Township officials say a moratorium on data centers remains in place through November, but they may have limited ability to block the project. State lawmakers are also studying data center regulations. A resident was hospitalized for smoke inhalation after a house fire in East Liverpool early Tuesday. Firefighters responded to the blaze in the 1000 block of Ephraim Street just before 4 and called in additional crews as flames spread through the home. The blaze was brought under control in about 20 minutes. No firefighters were injured. The cause is under investigation. A man has been ordered to serve 30 to 35 years in prison for a deadly shooting outside a Youngstown bar. 21-year-old Jonathan Altreish of Youngstown was sentenced today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court by Judge Maureen Sweeney. He pleaded guilty in April to charges including involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say Altreish shot 26-year-old Tyrese Logan multiple times along South Avenue in December 2023. The shooting stemmed from a dispute over a woman. Altreish was arrested in February 2024 following a police chase. The aggravated murder trial of two Youngstown men has been pushed back 30 days. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Scott Krishbaum granted the delay after defense attorneys said they needed more time to review hours of video evidence and other materials. 61-year-old Vincent Marbley and 42-year-old Eddie Winfrey are charged in the October 2024 shooting of Reynaldo Hernandez. A third defendant, Andre Bailey, was convicted in the case and is serving a 39 years to life prison sentence. A Youngstown man wanted since 2024 is now in custody after police say he pointed a laser at a state police helicopter. 58-year-old Joseph Lee was arraigned Monday on a felony charge of interfering with the operation of an aircraft by laser and was released on a recognizance bond. Prosecutors say the incident happened last September during a highway patrol and Youngstown police patrol when a laser was shined at a helicopter and traced to a Bennington Avenue home. Lee is scheduled for a preliminary hearing July 2nd. Warren police are investigating a shooting that happened Tuesday afternoon near the intersection of Parkman Road and Northfield Avenue. Officers responded around 5:20 to reports of shots fired and were later told that a gunshot victim arrived at St. Joseph Hospital for treatment. Two people were later arrested and are being held at the Trumbull County Jail. An investigation is ongoing. A federal judge has allowed a pause in a lawsuit against a former Warren police officer convicted of sexually assaulting four women while on duty. 45-year-old Michael Edwards was sentenced in September 2024 to 34 to 39 years in prison after being found guilty of rape and extortion. The federal lawsuit was brought by women who said they were victims of Edwards during his time as an officer. Edwards requested the pause while he petitions the Ohio Supreme Court to reconsider hearing his criminal appeal. The high court in April refused to hear the appeal, in part because of legibility errors and technology issues in the transmission of the memorandum. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.